in Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. You're having a good morning today. Typically, we talk to her on Mondays, but this week we're talking on a Tuesday. This is Kelsey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing?
Doing wonderfully. I'm glad to be here on a Tuesday.
Let's put you on the right mic there. There we go.
That would help. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we could hear you, but it would sound like you would be way off in the distance. So. nice, decent weather out here.
Hey, I can't complain. It was a beautiful drive down, all these fall leaves, and we're gearing up for Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the month.
And you said, I guess, things are starting to calm down a little bit. You're getting back into the schools and...
Yeah, it's great to be back in the schools. We're doing some visits, and today I'm going to be able to go visit the Sparta School District, so I'm excited.
All right. I'll tell you what. We got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that and get it out of the way, and we'll come back and talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. I'm going to be talking about cheese today, I think.
Yes, so. All things cheese.
All right. This is The People Speak. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 9:34. I'm Jeff again. This is The People Speak. We're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And as I said, the holiday, it seems like the year just started, but here we are coming towards the end of the year. And that means all kinds of neat little foods we don't necessarily always eat throughout the year. But one of those things, I guess, and I mean, I eat it. It doesn't matter what the holiday is or what the day is, but it is cheese.
Yeah, the holidays are upon us, which means, you know, we're getting out the charcuterie boards for our holiday parties and all of those types of things, and celebrating cheese during the holiday season.
So, I mean, cheese is a very versatile, I guess, food. I mean, and the big thing too is it's dairy, so therefore it's helping you get your dairy incorporated in there, and it tastes good too.
Absolutely. And the great thing about cheese is it's not only delicious, it's also nutritious too. So it makes a really good appetizer, or putting it with your main course as well, where you can get quite a bit of protein in your meals. If you're trying to be healthy around the holidays, it gives you that satiety, so you're not munching on the pumpkin pie after you've already finished your meal, things like that. So, and it also provides all the things that dairy provides, like the calcium, phosphorus, zinc, vitamin B12, and the protein that I mentioned, as well as calcium. And just, it's healthy. It's a good addition to any meal this holiday season. So, and it also is a great addition for your oral health too. So cheese is actually, this is an interesting fact I just learned, great for your teeth. So it actually is a really good snack to keep your teeth clean throughout the day, because it helps keep your mouth healthy. So,
okay. I guess the question would be, is how do we get cheese? How is it made?
So cheese was actually created over 8,000 years ago. We have been doing cheese for quite a long time, since the 17th century. All cheese is made from milk. It is a process where the milk is coagulated. So the protein that is in milk is coagulated to make curds and whey. if you've ever heard the Miss Muppet who sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey, that is part of the cheese making process. And another part of the cheese making process is adding the culture to the milk to make the cheese taste like cheddar or mozzarella or all those different cheese flavors that are out there. And then it is either pressed and aged depending on what type of cheese that it is. And an interesting fact about cheese is that the average American consumes about 39 pounds of cheese each year. And it takes about 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese. So we are consuming a lot of milk throughout the year through cheese. And I have to say, I probably consume more than the average.
I know when I was a kid growing up, we had relatives that lived in Minnesota. We would go through Wisconsin on the way up there. And I can't remember exactly where it was. It was up in northern Wisconsin, but it was a cheese factory. They made cheese there. And, of course, this was back in the early 70s, so it was probably a little bit different than it is now. But I remember seeing they had these big vats sitting there that had the...
They do it that same way now. They have the big vats with the stirrers. The vats heat up the cheese, and that's part of the coagulation process. And all of that stuff. And, you know, if you're going through Wisconsin, you should always pick up some fresh cheese curds. Those are so delicious when they're fresh out of the vat.
I know if it's still there, it hasn't been that many years ago. I was taking my daughter, I took to the Milwaukee Irish Festival. And coming back, just before we got to the Illinois border up there, coming across, it was like the Cheese Castle or something, I think it was called. And it was just this huge, it looked like kind of like a castle. And just about any kind of cheese you would want, you know, was in there.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. That sounds like a dream come true to me. That's better than Disney World.
There you go. Who needs a Disney castle? You know, you got a cheese castle, right?
It's much better. Must taste much tastier.
One of the things, cheese too, I mean, it's comes in a lot of different styles, different types.
Absolutely. If you haven't found the cheese that's right for you yet, keep looking because there are plenty of different flavors of cheese out there. We have our blue veined cheeses like our Gorgonzolas and our blue cheeses. A lot of people are into those. Those aren't my personal favorite. But we have our hard cheeses too, like Parmesan. We also have semi-hard like our cheddars. I use a ton of sharp cheddar in my cooking. We also have the stretchy cheeses like our string cheese, mozzarella. We also have processed cheeses, fresh cheeses like our cottage cheese and our cream cheese. Cream cheese gets really popular around the holidays with all of our desserts.
Cottage cheese is actually then considered a cheese, then, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Cottage cheese is a cheese. Yep. It's actually still has a little bit of that curds and whey in it. That's why it's a little bit softer and wet. It's a fresh cheese. And that is a great snack as well. And then we also have our semi-soft cheeses like Havarti and Monterey Jack and our soft ripened cheeses like Brie too. So like I said, there are so many cheeses out there. If you haven't found the one that's right for you, it's because you haven't tried them all yet.
I noticed one I noticed here, where it's processed. Sometimes you'll go in a store and you'll look at it and it will say cheese food on it. You know, I mean, are you still getting...
Yeah, so the processed cheeses that are out there are typically a blend of fresh and aged cheeses and emulsifiers and salt. And they are put together with some added ingredients to help them melt nice and smoothly and maintain a longer shelf life. So these are your American cheeses and things like that are considered a processed cheese. They still have dairy in them, but maybe not as they have some added products in them as well compared to your, you know, your Parmesan cheese or your other just strict cheeses.
Okay. I guess, you know, I mean, cheese is one of those, I mean, it can go bad because it's dairy. I mean, you leave it out and it's going to start growing things on top of it there that probably don't look too appetizing. So how's the best way to store it, keep it fresh, keep it?
Yeah, so cheese is actually a really interesting thing because it will easily absorb the other flavors that are in its environment. So that's why cheese is aged on certain type of wood boards and things like that, because it will absorb some of those flavors and give you some nutty tones and things like that if it's aged appropriately. But when we put it in our fridge, it could be picking up our horseradish flavors or our onion flavors, things like that, that we don't want to happen. So make sure that it is wrapped well so it's not picking up those flavors. Also make sure you're keeping it at about 34 to 38 degrees in your refrigerator. Some cheeses last longer than others. So our hard cheeses can last up to 21 days after being purchased once opened. But some of our fresh cheeses only stay good for about 7 to 10 days. So keeping an eye on that as well is really important.
All right. So here's the question. Talking on these days, and then we talk about, you know, you see cheeses like aged, you know, 7 years or something like that. How does that work? You know, that it's aged that many years, but yet, you know, when we buy in the store, it says, you know, used before this date.
Yeah. And typically those types of cheeses will get a best by date. So they're aged till their perfect age, and then they're cut open, which that's a key too. It is cut open, so it's exposed to air. So then it starts the process of decomposing after that happens. So make sure that, you know, you are following the best by if you use by dates. But like I said, with the aged cheeses, there's a little bit more flexibility there. And just make sure that you're smelling them. They still have those nice, yummy cheese scents whenever you get them out.
Yeah. Okay. How about the best way to serve cheese?
So the best way to serve cheese is the best way that you like it. But also making sure that if you're, you know, doing like a charcuterie board where you're just serving cheese, make sure that you're allowing it to come to room temperature. That's if the cheese is at room temperature, that's when you're going to get the most flavor out of it. So if you're serving your cheese ice cold, you're not going to get the best experience out of that cheese. Just keeping that in mind, as far as the other ways you can serve it, you can, you know, obviously melt it on your foods. You can arrange it in a pretty way on a tray. That is all up to you. But just make sure if you're serving it fresh to let it come to room temperature.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick. And we will come back and talk tomorrow with Kelsey here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 8.5 minutes left there this morning on the People Speak, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about cheese, one of my favorite topics. Although there's a lot of cheeses I haven't tried, just like you said, you know, the different types that we have out there. And I always am a little leery because, sometimes, especially you get some of your more specialty cheeses, they're a little on the expensive side, and you don't want to buy it and then find out it's like, I can't tolerate this. Is I just can't eat this, you know. I usually, you know, pretty much go with a cheddar. I'm fine, you know. A sharp cheddar is what one of my favorites.
I have learned quite a bit about the different flavors of cheese over the years, and I'm still a pretty, you know, I like the mild cheeses. I like the Havartis, the Goudas, the cheddars, the mozzarellas, things like that. But man, do those aged cheeses, even though they're a little funky, if you grade them over top of a vegetable dish or something like that, it really adds some pizzazz to a dish and a lot of flavor. So that's a really good option too. But I'm not taking a bite of one of those, just a huge chunk of them. But a grated over something really makes a big difference.
Right.
As well.
So, you know, we've talked about different ways to serve cheese, store it and all that. You know, I mean, there's different ways, you know, you can enjoy it too. I mean, it's like, you know, people think of cheese sandwich, but there's a lot of other ways too as well.
Yeah. I mean, you can do a grilled cheese sandwich, but you can also just put it on a regular sandwich too. Add it to your salads, add it to your wraps, putting it on soups and casseroles. My favorite casserole is that green bean casserole you have every year for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
With the crackers on top. That has shredded cheese in it as well. That helps to kind of keep it together with that meltiness factor of cheese. So it's great in casseroles, great to make soups, creamy. You could also try out doing cheese fondue as well. We just put up a recipe about that this month and on our website, so check that out. But you could try that out. That's a little bit different as well. You could also just simply add it to your eggs in the morning as well. Or I always come back to this, but broccoli is not broccoli without cheese on top of it. So adding it to your vegetables is another way as well.
As like I said, when I was growing up, we always had that. My grandmother would make that. And my cousins would come in and they would always ask if we were going to have the green stuff with cheese on it.
So. Yes, it makes it so much better, especially if you have picky eaters at home. Add cheese to it, they might be interested. So give that a try as well.
Right. It's just like me, you know, here for lunch today, I was looking and I saw, I'm not sure what it is. It's tomato bisque soup, but I bought some shredded sharp cheddar to go with it too, and I'll just mix some of that in with it, and
add some creaminess to it. Whenever I do a tomato bisque soup, instead of mixing water in, I also mix it with milk and then add cheese to give it some extra creaminess. So that's another option too.
Chili is another. I mean, you got to have cheese and
absolutely
chili.
Sour cream and cheese in my opinion on the chili. There's so many versatile ways that you can use cheese coming up on the holiday season, whether it's, you know, a Brussels sprout gratin, which is another recipe we have on our website, things like that just to liven up your dishes, add cheese.
That's one vegetable I've never been able to tolerate, but I've never tried it with cheese, so maybe I'm
you got to try the gratin recipe. It's so good.
What are some tips you could give us as far as staying healthy through the holiday? I mean, obviously, this is the time of year for eating.
Yes, and I want everyone to enjoy their holiday meals. That is for sure. But some things that people do throughout the holidays that maybe could help change this year to lean more towards a healthy diet through the holiday season is making sure you get up and still start your day with breakfast. I know, like for Thanksgiving, if you have a Thanksgiving dinner, a lot of people will like to just save up all of their eating for the end of the day. And what happens with that is you aren't helping out your metabolism in any way by doing that. And then you're going to end up really overeating at that Thanksgiving dinner. So make sure you get up, have a healthy breakfast, have a snack before you go, and then just, you know, eat all of the yummy foods that you want to eat, but just eat them more in moderation instead of going overboard. Another way is choosing the high protein foods like our dairy products. Milk, cheese, and yogurt all are a good source of protein, or the other protein options that are offered. Those are going to help fill up your belly without overeating as well. Also, make sure that you're choosing a variety of foods throughout the day and you're still getting in those fruits and vegetables, whether it's, you know, in the cranberry sauce or in the green bean casserole. You're still getting your fruits and vegetables in throughout the day and getting your 3 servings of dairy in. That is recommended as well. And then also making sure you're maintaining a physical activity routine. Now, I'm not saying you need to go out and run a 5K, but maybe take a little walk after you've eaten all of that turkey. And also, or just go outside and play some football with your family, something like that to just get your body moving a little bit. Instead of sitting down and watching football, you could go outside and play it a little bit.
True, yeah.
Get your body moving and try not to be too sedentary over the holidays.
Right. I had always, last year I saw a video on people doing like one of those frying the turkey in the turkey fryer, you know, and then I was going to try it this year. But I'll tell you, with the cost of everything going up, I saw the peanut oil the other day and it's like,
I know, that is absolutely, and you know, with the supply chain issues, making sure you get out and buy what you need for your Thanksgiving meal before it's too late, things like that. Make sure you're stocking up your fridge and getting prepared. But the best way you can prepare is by taking care of your body over the Thanksgiving time and coming up on Christmas as well. Just take care of yourself, but also enjoy the holidays with your loved ones too.
Right. I think, you know, maybe we could move Thanksgiving and Christmas apart a little further, about 6 months apart. That way you've got time in there, because that way you don't throw it all at one time. You know?
I know. They really just, they combine them too close, so we can't really enjoy the special meals that way. But
right. So, about a minute here left, but where can people go to find out more about cheese, more things about the importance of dairy during the holidays, and in fact, all year round.
Yeah, head to our website at stldairycouncil.org. We have tons of good recipes if you're looking for something to spice up the holidays this year. And this month's recipe was that cheese fondue, if that's something you'd be interested in trying. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at STL Dairy Council. We are going to be posting lots and lots of holiday recipes coming up. We have a Butter Me Up campaign where you can win some prizes going on our Facebook and Instagram, too. So make sure to follow us at STL Dairy Council to get all of those good holiday tips and recipes, too.
All right, so you're going to be off to the schools to kind of let the kids know about what are you going to be talking about, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to be meeting some new food service directors, and then we're also, today I'm going to be going to an Adopt-A-Cow classroom to teach kids all about dairy farms, dairy farming, and dairy foods as well, so they can be geared up to have all their dairy foods this holiday season, too.
We took our grandkids the other day. A lady, their grandma knows, has a dairy farm nearby, and so we took them over there so they could see we saw the little cows first, and they could actually pet them, you know, and stuff. And then we saw the mid-sized ones, and then we went over and saw the full-sized ones. So,
well, they got pretty lucky because that is quite the experience.
Definitely. So, all right. Well, Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, and everyone have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
All right, and you too. And we will talk to you in December.
Yes.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.